兄姐妹们早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，今天我们能够一起啊，在神的面前，一个教会的家庭，我们一起献上我们的敬拜。
Praise the Lord that before God, church as a family, we get to do this right here, right now.
啊，我们教会在过去这一年啊，引进了，主要也是因为疫情的关系，我们引进了这个领师的这个事工。
Due to the, you know, due to the situation last year, the church had implemented this new song leading worshiping team.
事实上，我跟 Alex 已经想这个事工想了好几年了。
Well, as a matter of fact, Alex and I have been thinking about this ministry for a long time.
那因为各种因素，然后事实上，当大家都在这边一起唱诗的时候，这个必要性好像没有那么的。感受那么深刻。
Yeah, so due to many reasons, and plus, you know, when everybody's here, the needing of a team sing upstairs doesn't seem so necessary.
Not as urgent, right?
Not as urgent.
所以结果在过去的疫情当中，这个事工就成型了。
But because of the pandemic, this great ministry is live now.
我知道我们当中做主席的这个服事的弟兄们很庆幸。
Well, I know that, you know, the chairmen are very, very happy about that.
因为他们有几位对自己的歌声没有那么大的把握。
Yeah, because a couple of them can't sing for a living, that's for sure.
那我们很感谢神能够有这些领师的服事。
So we praise the Lord for these wonderful leading now, song leading.
我很喜欢姊妹的歌声，很优雅。
I personally very fond of the sister's voice. It's very graceful.
Yeah, 我鼓励弟兄们也参加这个领师的施工。
Break some glass, bro. I encourage some brothers jumping in on that.
男人的声音粗犷
manly voice.
也是可以带领我们进入赞美
Can also be holy voice.
感谢神。昨天晚上，昨天下午参加了我们教会 David Ho 跟上姊妹的女儿 Karina 的婚礼。
Oh, yesterday afternoon, I attended our brother David and our sister Sean's daughter's wedding.
Yeah, 很感谢主。
Praise the Lord. Thankful to the Lord.
对，这两个年轻人他们举办他们的婚礼。
This young couple, how they held their wedding.
那我们一般想婚礼的时候，当然就是新郎跟新娘这两个人，他们爱的结合，我们在那边庆祝他们。
So when you think about a wedding, you know, it's a celebration of love of a young couple.
但是我们可以看到这两个年轻的弟兄跟姊妹，他们知道他们的婚姻的结合是神的配合。
But it was very obvious that we could see on this young man and young lady in Christ that they understand truly what has brought them together in this marriage.
他们知道婚姻的设立是在照着神的心意，曾创造人的心意而成型的。
They understand that marriage was created according to God's will, when he created human beings.
所以他们的婚礼在神的面前是一个敬拜。
So actually their wedding ceremony was an actual worship to the God.
是在神面前的一个感恩。
It was an act of appreciation to God.
对 yeah, act of appreciation and thanksgiving to God's goodness,
God.
Right? 那在这个婚礼之后呢，有机会跟这个新郎的父母有一点交谈。
So I was fortunate to have a little fellowship after the wedding with the groom's parents.
因为我对 Karina 他们的家庭比较熟。
Well, you know, I am very familiar with Karina and then David and Sean.
Karina 他们家是好几代的基督徒，至少第三代的基督徒。
Yeah, and then the bride, I mean, she's like the third generation of a Christian family.
Karina 的先生 Warren 发现他是第四代的基督徒。
But I found out that, what's his name?
Warren.
Warren. I found out that Warren's actually the fourth generation Christian.
那我心里面就很感慨。
So I started to think.
因为我们看到神在这两个年轻的弟兄姐妹们身上的满满丰富的祝福。
Because I can see very plainly that there's abundance of blessing on this couple.
我们也看到神他话语的应许说他对属他的这个儿女的祝福是这个千上千代的祝福。
And we saw the fulfillment of God's promise that to those who love him,And abide in him, he will give, he'll open the door of blessing and pour it on them.
To thousands of generations.
Countless, oh, generations, I forgot that.
那可是弟兄姐妹，信仰不是世袭的，不是遗传的。
Well, you know, there's no acculturation of beliefs and faith. You don't pass that down.
不是说祖父母是基督徒，父母就一定是基督徒，父母是基督徒，孩子就一定是基督徒。
So there's no guarantee that, you know, your grandparents being Christians, your parents will be a Christian, and so forth.
And 从这两个孩子，他们这两个孩子，这两个年轻的弟兄姐妹，他们在婚礼上面。自己做的见证和分享当中我就听见了
But you know through the testimony that this young man and woman had shared I witnessed firsthand
他们经历过信心上面的挑战
They have been challenged in their faith
他们在进入大学的这初期第一年甚至第二年信心上面经历很大的冲击，甚至考虑过要离开教会。
So especially during their first and second year of college, there's such a shock to their faith that they actually, it was so severe, they actually consider of abandoning Christianity.
可是因为神的恩典，他的怜悯。
And because of God's grace and grace.
Mercy. 我相信他们这些家人们，爱主的家人们，这样子的为他们的祷告和带领。
I believe there was a lot of prayer from their loved ones and their family, and because of that,
对，然后他们大学，这个当地的教会弟兄姐妹们的见证和他们的这个爱。
And on top of that is the testimonies and then the help of the local church at which their colleges.
对，所以他们祖父母，他们父母的信仰，今天是成为他们自己个人的信仰。
And so, therefore, their grandparents and their parents believe now are their belief.
所以他们祖父母，他们父母的神，今天成为他们自己个人的神。
So the God of her grandparents or parents are now the God of them, is now their God.
而我们也看见他们在他们的生命当中，他们已经立定心志，要用他们的生命来服侍神，来走神的路。
And I saw that they have decided that they are going to dedicate their life walking on the Lord's path.
所以他们的婚姻，他们要为主而活。
So, and then that's going to be carried out through their marriage. They're going to live their marriage for God.
他们的工作，他们要为主而做。
And they're going to, the work that they do is for God.
他们在教会的服侍和对宣教的使命，他们是为主而做。
And the service that they do for work or the evangelism is for God.
所以呢，心中非常的阿们，也非常的替他们感恩。
So I was filled with amen in my heart, and I'm very thankful to God for them.
我们真的是盼望教会里面弟兄姐妹，我们属神的儿女都能够有这种相同的经历。
We can only hope that.Everyone in church, those belong to our Lord, can have similar experience.
为什么今天神爱我们，拯救了我们？
Why does God love us and save us?
可是仍然留我们在这个地上，而不是把我们接到天上呢？
But still let us remain on this earth and not just lift us up and pick us up to heaven.
我们都是属于神国度的人。
We all belong to, we are all citizens of the God.
对，但是今天教会却是建立在这个地上。
However, the physical presence of church is on this world.
因为神对你对我有一个托付。
That's because God has a command for you and I.
这就是神给教会的托付。
And it is the command of such he gives to church.
就是我们有工作要做。
That means we got work to do.
有神所爱的灵魂要被拯救。
There are souls that need to be saved.
有属神的儿女需要被这个呵护带领。
they are shepherding and caring for God's children.
然后呢，神要借着教会在地上的彰显。
And God wants to, through the exemplification of church on, in this world,
使那些失丧的灵魂，使这世上在罪恶当中沉浮的人能够得到救恩的盼望。
So that those are lost because of sin in this world could be saved.
基督徒是属于神国里面的人。
Christians are citizens of God, no?
我们也有这个荣幸对不对？被神呼召进入到主耶稣基督的生命里面。
And we also have the honor to be called by God to enter the citizenship.
让我们成为了主耶稣基督的身体的一部分。
So that we are now part of God's body, body of Christ.
我们成为主的肢体。
And now we are body parts of Christ.
那我们知道神要建立他的教会，教会也是被神而建立。
So, and then we also know God wants to build his church. So that means church is built by God.
主耶稣是教会的元首，主自己会建立他的教会。
And Jesus is the head of the church. So Jesus himself will build the church up.
可是弟兄姐妹，神要建立教会的方式就是使用信徒彼此建立。
But very importantly though, how God wants church to be built is the brothers and sisters build each other up.
因为我们是彼此的肢体。
Because we belong to each other, we're one of the same body parts.
神，对，神要我们在爱当中彼此的建立。
God wants us to build each other up through love.
那彼此的建立就是要讲到人跟人之间的配合，人跟人之间的这个交流。
So, but then when you talk about building up each other, that talks about relationships, communications, interactions among people.
所以我们有这个理想，就是那这样的交流，这样的配合应该是很流畅，很舒适，很充满爱的。
So then we can't help to have the ideology that it should be a seamless, smooth process during this building up of each other.
可是是不是太我们太容易经历到是人跟人之间的这个配合或者是交流当中，我们会碰到许许多多的冲突，我们会碰到许许多多的这个纷争。
However, too often of a time when we interact, what we feel and experience is conflict and disagreement.
在家庭当中是如此。
Well, you see that firsthand in your family.
有时候在朋友当中也是如此。
Maybe among your friends.
在工作的这个岗位上面，跟同事之间，跟老板上。
Definitely at workplace with your colleagues.
在我们的社会当中，或者是我们对政府的意见上面，也是有许多的冲突，很多的纷争。
As a society, and you know, typically how we feel about our government.
结果我们看见，因为教会也是人的地方，所以在教会里面同样有这么多的争执，有这么多的冲突。
Unfortunately, church can all not be excluded because church is full of people.
结果今天很多人因为对教会的这种爱的生活和彼此建立有一个美好的憧憬，结果因为这些纷争，因为这些伤害，这个憧憬破灭。
So we can see or we can imagine there's a lot of ideology about church being love and build up with each other, but in fact they found it otherwise, and so their ideology got shattered.
结果好像没有在彼此建立，反而感觉是什么？彼此在拆毁。
Instead of feeling building up of each other, it feels more like destroying of each other.
为什么过去这么几个月当中，刘长老和我们带给弟兄姐妹们有这样一个系列，叫做启动我们信心的系列的正道。
So brothers and sisters, why have Pastor Alex and I in the past few months decided to do this activation series for?
然后如果你们注意一点的话，你就会发现在过去这几周当中，我们的信息的主题都是什么？有关于彼此的。
And if you've really been paying attention, you should have already noticed that all of the topics revolve around each other.
因为神他不只是要与我们建立个人与他之间的关系。
This is because God not only wants to build relationship personally with us.
神让我们看见属神的人，属神的儿女彼此之间是有建立，是有交流，是有爱的展现。
But God wants us to also see that for those who belong to God, we need to have this horizontal interaction among each other.
而这个这种理想，这个憧憬，我们所想要追求的这个境界，弟兄姐妹，不是空洞的，是实际的。
And brothers and sisters,This ideology of church building on love and building up each other, it's not hollow. We can believe in it.
在圣经当中许多的彼此的语言里面，他提到要彼此的建立或彼此的造就。
So in one of the many each others, one another in the, our Bible, there is a one another, which is the build up of one another.
我们来看罗马书第十四章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 14.
我们就先读第十九节。
Let's begin at looking at verse 19.
这边保罗对罗马的信徒们说，所以啊，我们务要追求和睦的事与彼此建立德行的事。
So here Paul is saying to the Roman believers that So then let us pursue what makes for peace and for mutual upbuilding.
和合本说建立德行的事，但是在新译本里面是一个很好的翻译，他说就是什么彼此造就的事。
So over here for it said, well, this is ESV. It says mutual building, but I think what Pastor James is saying in another Chinese version, or is it a Chinese version? Yeah. It's talking about the building of each other, not this mutual upbuilding. It's the building of each other, which is a better interpretation.
Right. 今天呢，我们中文的经文很多，我会是用新译本的。
So today, a lot of our Chinese verses is going to come from NIV?
The Chinese New Version.
Chinese New Version.
因为新译本里面的翻译让我们对原文里面的认识能够更深刻。
Because this new version, it's going to let us give a lot in-depth feel of the original Greek words.
你知道当我在预备这一系列的彼此的讲章的时候
So when I was preparing for all of this like each other series
很自然的圣灵就引领我看到这个彼此建立彼此建造的这个重点
So very naturally the Holy Spirit led me to see of this building of each other
这几个月前的事情
This was a couple months ago
但是呢是一直到了这周我才好好的坐下来把整个经文从前到后能够做一个完全的了解。
But it's not until this week that I was able to sit down and really piece together all of the Bible verses about regarding the building of each other.
但是当我还没有进入到经文里面去好好的把它研读清楚之前呢
But prior to I actually go into the book and reading and organizing the
我心里面 我心中有一个这个图画。
So there was a painting that I painted in my mind, an image I constructed for myself.
然后就想哇，我们要讲到彼此的建立。
So I'm thinking to myself, we're going to talk about building one another.
我们要怎么样讲到我们好像同样在往一个目标，往一个方向，然后我们要建造出一个什么样子？合神心意、富丽堂皇，然后呢又合神心意又被神使用的一个什么样的一个什么建筑或者是一个什么成品？
So I can't help myself to think about this like glory and goal of building something glamorous, wonderful, grand, either a structure or some kind of object that could be pleasing to God and could be exemplified and shown to the world.
那不但我们在做这个工呢，但是同时我们是被造就的对象，对不对？
And then so not only when we're doing this work, but we're also being built as we're doing this work.
然后呢，就想到很多的时机啊，我要怎么样帮助 Frank 弟兄，让他可以被在神面前建立。
So I spent a lot of time how to say Frank. Well, don't waste your time.
That was. I think about how I can build up my brother Frank. 对不对？然后我想，那我要怎么样鼓励 Frank 可以去。也建造我，也建造其他的弟兄姐妹。
And you know, and receptacle, get him to get built up so he could build up others or come out, kind of come back and help him out.
开始有这个架构的时候，我就说哇，太美了，我要好好的把这个奖章准备好。
So when I constructed this like bone structure, in my mind, I think to myself like this is wonderful.
那我就开始读神的话。
And then I start reading God's word.
就像我刚刚读了这节经文，对不对？我们要追求和睦的事，我们要追求彼此建造的事。
Yeah, so I started reading like this wonderful verse we just read. You know, so let us, you know, pursue what makes peace and build one another.
当我把这篇啊这整篇的经文，然后呢整段的经文读完了以后，我发现神的话所带领我的，跟我一开始想象的完全是不同。
However.When I finished reading all of the God's words, I have realized that God's true intention is very different from what I have constructed, the image I have.
神的话语激励我的心很丰富，我很喜爱。
Well, God's words full of encouragement, you know, and I'm loving it.
然后又让我看到重新的看见许许多多属灵的奥秘。
And let me discover once again this, see that there's so much wonders in God's word.
可是到礼拜三的时候，我开始担心了。
But then the worry come when Thursday hits.
因为跟我原本预设的这个架构不同。
Because what I realize is it's completely different from my image that I originally constructed.
传道人来讲，并不是罕见的事。
Guys, you know, this is not uncommon to preachers.
那对讲到这个传道人来说啊，是一件蛮恐惧的事情。
And it is very scaring when this happens to a preacher.
那我是继续要用我的想法，我的这个画面去描述，然后用这一节经文来配合我想要讲的一篇道，还是我要去照着神的话语的引领，然后去寻求神的心意，怎么样让神的话能够造就我们的弟兄姐妹。
So the decision comes is that do I still pursue my own ideologic image and makes God's word to fit in my image, or do I actually obey and listen and preach God's word the way it should be preached to enrich and build the people of God?
当然这是一个挣扎。
This is a struggle.
事实上这也不是传道人的唯一的挣扎。我觉得弟兄姐妹，我们在读神的话的时候，我们都有这样的相同的这种挣扎的经历。
And you know, maybe it's not just a struggle to a preacher. I believe all of you that read the Bible will feel this sometimes.
那当然我们因为爱主，对不对？我们有一颗顺服的心。
Of course, so we love God, right? And we want to obey God.
我是把我的心意放在前面，然后硬要做照着这个去走呢，还是我要把它臣服在神的心意之下，然后照着神的话语去走？
So am I to be prideful and forcefully use God's words to fit my thing, or am I to be obedient, submit, and follow God's lead?
那当然，正确的答案是什么？
The first,
正确的答案是。
So the correct answer is.
那我要跟着神的话走。
Of course, I'm to follow God.
但是跟着神的话走啊，有它的挑战性。
But to do that, there are challenges within.
因为跟我一开始自己构想的这个画面不同。
Because it's so different from what I originally imagined.
而我一开始的那个。画面我知道是我们弟兄姐妹们需要的。
And in my mind, I believe that image I constructed for myself is what the brothers and sisters truly need.
也是很切实的。
And it's very practical, it's real.
也是我们能够非常容易的实际上面的去接受的。
It's encouraging and it'd be probably easily accepted.
所以呢，礼拜四礼拜五我就花很多时间在神的面前祷告，我说神你的话语是清楚明白的。
So Thursday and Friday I spend a lot of time praying to God and I tell him that God your words are plain and straightforward.
但是我们今天不是只是要把神的话教导出来。
But then we're not here just to say God's word, repeat it and teach on it.
好像只是一个学术上的一个呈现。
It's nothing like a school. We're not just teaching God's word.
我们不只要了解神的话，我们要了解神的话今天在我们的生活当中有什么影响。
But we are here to not only know what God's words is saying, but also know that what does it mean to us in today's application?
神今天为什么你的话要带领我们来看见这个真理，就是我们要彼此建立。
like we have to ask, why God are you leading us here reading this? We need to build this truth of building each other up.
为什么在此时此刻罗马书十四章十五章对我们个人并且对我们整个教会是你心意的呈现？
Why right here, right now, O Lord, that Romans 14 and 15 is what you are putting in our lives?
渐渐的神就让我看清楚了。
And when I and afterwards, God started to make it really clear to me.
So, 弟兄姐妹，我盼望今天我们讲完这篇道的时候，你跟我一样有相同的看见。
And I, so, brothers and sisters, I really hope by the end of this, you and I are on the same page.
教会过去这一年半。
So, our church in this past year and a half.
因为疫情的关系。
Due to the pandemic.
我们从实体的聚会转变成了一个。
We have shifted from physical meeting to virtual meeting.
因为外在的这个病毒和这个疾病的危害是真实的。
Because this external threat of this virus is real.
我们要为不但是保护我们自己的生命健康，我们保护弟兄姐妹们的生命健康。
Not only are we supposed to protect ourselves, but we're supposed to look out for our, the health of our brothers and sisters.
教会的聚会仍然在进行。
But the meeting of the church still continues.
教会肢体之间的生活也在某一种的程度上面继续的在进行。
And in some other form and way, this interacting church life still going.
弟兄姐妹们彼此之间爱的展现，我们也看见是不断的在发生。
And we still see that the love that the brothers and sisters have among for each other is still there and still going.
我们甚至很清楚的看见，在神的恩典和怜悯之下，许多的弟兄姐妹在过去一年半当中，他们的灵命得到成长。
And as and actually, you know, in the leading, we actually see that in this past year and a half, there are brother and sister spiritual life that has been growing.
你们很多人，你们就自己也发现对神的话语更深刻的在渴慕。
I believe a lot of us here discover that we developed this deeper longing for God's words.
你们对神的依靠也越来越坚定。
And then you find yourself that the reliance that you have on Lord is become more and more apparent.
但是我们不得不承认。
But we have to admit.
教会许许多多的事工是置于一个停摆停顿的一个情形当中。
But we have to admit that many ministries of our church has been on a halt, a stagnant.
那当我们现在开始要启动，重新启动许许多多的事工的时候。
But now that we are reactivating all of this,
我们发现我们个人的层面，彼此的层面就开始有一些冲击。
Oh, and so we have one, since we want to reactivate this actual physical thing, we have found out that this personal thing has come in the way to play again.
弟兄姐妹，当我们开始说，我们盼望弟兄姐妹们回到教会聚会，我们不是只是讲礼拜天大家要坐到这个大堂里面聚会。
Yeah, when we talk about let's come back to church, we're not just talking about, oh, hey, Sunday, let's come back to church and meet for 2 hours and be done. No.
我们讲到是神对教会在这个地上的心意，他的托付，我们要怎么样能够去完成它。
When we say come back, we are actually talking about a grander scheme is how do we come back to have commitment to this calling, this responsibility that God has called His church to do again.
教会的四方面的核心价值，传讲神的话。
The four core values of our church, preach God's words.
把福音传出去。
To evangelize the gospel.
用祷告好好的支持我们所有一切层面的服事和我们的生活。
Support all activities of church through prayers.
怎么样全心全意的将生命摆上来服事神，并且用他所赐给我们的恩赐来服事他。
How do you lay your life down and serve God, especially using God's given gift to serve God?
然后我们怎么样弟兄姊妹彼此的这个团契的生活，彼此 以爱交接建立的生活能够完全的呈现。
And how to present this 100% of loving fellowshipping with our brothers and sisters here at church.
弟兄姐妹，这四个方面，我们如果要能够去完成它。
So brothers and sisters, if we think about wanting to achieve these four goals, four aspects,
那我们就是需要彼此的以团队的方式，彼此交接的方式，彼此配合的方式，我们才能够做到，是不是？
Don't we have to come as a group and as a team and work as a team through this collaboration? Then we could achieve something like that.
可是我们就想到了，一年半两年前我们在事工服事的时候碰到多少的困难。
But then, you know, the memory of the past come and remind us how hard it is to work with people in ministry.
以前因为跟人家所谓的同工，结果闹得不愉快。
You know, many cases of co-working and ended up bitter and sour.
对人有不满。
Not happy with the other person.
对教会不满。
You're not pleased with how the church is.
有时候也对自己又苛责也不满。
Sometimes you're disappointed at yourself.
对大环境不满。
You complain about the environment as a whole.
对个人的这个私人的环境也不满。
And maybe you're complaining about your personal environment.
所以我了解了。
Hey, I get you.
所以神为什么今天他给我们看见彼此的建立有这三方面，是因为神说我们要对彼此建立的这个概念有一个原则和方向性上面的认识，从这个地方开始。
That's why today God showed me these three points in terms of how to build each other up, not only through principle but throughthe process,
directional and principle. 弟兄姐妹，我们不是要回到一年半两年前教会的生活。
Guys, we're not trying to get back to the life of a year and a half ago. No.
我们不是想办法回到我们过去是如何的方便和如何的喜欢我们的教会的聚会。
Guys, we're not trying to resurrect our old how we old.Feeling about how we like the church, how convenient the church is to us.
弟兄姐妹，神要我们往前走啊。
Guys, God wants us to move forward.
神的灵要引领我们走到我们的信心，还有这个教会使命的下一个阶段。
God wants us to move to the next stage of our faith, the next stage of our mission.
所以他说，我们要重新的来这个思考。我们的动机。
So guys, it's time to examine our intention,
motivation,
yeah. intention.
Yeah. 我们的动机。
Yeah.
然后呢，我们是为了什么而去做什么
？Why? What motivates us? What's the real reason that's motivating us to do stuff?
我们在神的话语的光照之下，弟兄姐妹。
And may hopefully with the guidance.Of God's words,
让我们愿意被神更新
that we are willing to be renewed and changed by God.
罗马书第十四章里面，弟兄姐妹。
So Romans 14, brothers and sisters.
这段经文讲到彼此的建立，事实上可以从十四章的第一节一直到十五章的第七节。
The talking about building each other could really the passage that covers that is really from. Chapter 14, verse 1 to chapter 15, verse 7.
十四章第一节说，我们如果要彼此的建立。
So in chapter 14, verse 1.
如果我们要彼此建立。
Well, if we want to build up each other.
我们首先要怎么样？
What do we need to do first?
彼此的接纳。
We have to accept each other.
你看十四章第一节就讲到。信心软弱的你们要接纳。
So we can see here in 14, chapter 14, those who are weak, you guys got to accept them.
第十五章第七节，在这段的结尾，他就说什么？你们，所以你们要彼此接纳。
So at the end of verse 7, chapter 15, they talked about, so you guys got to accept each other.
我们来看一下第十四章的第一节。
Let's look at chapter 14, verse 1 for a bit.
And then let's
continue to verse 3.
信心软弱的你们要接纳，但不要辩论所疑惑的事。有人信百物都可以吃，但那软弱的人只吃蔬菜。吃的人不可轻看不吃的人，不吃的人也不可以论断吃的人，因为神已经接纳他了。
As for the one who is weak in faith, welcome him, but not to quarrel over opinions. One person believes he may eat anything, while the weak person eats only vegetables. Let not the one who eats despise the one who abstains, and let not the one who abstains pass judgment on the one who eats, for God has welcomed him.
弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters,
我想我们很大部分的人啊或者我们所有的人可能都会说我当然是接纳别人的。
So I believe for the majority, if not all of us, say, of course we welcome and accept people.
是不是如果我对你问这个问题
If I ask you, like, face to face,
我说你是一个接纳别人的人吗
Are you a person of acceptance? A welcoming?
我想我们都说是啊
I'm pretty sure you say, yeah.
我是一个接纳人的人 I'm a pretty
cool, welcoming person.
Yeah, I'm an accepting person.
Accepting、
right?
person, of course. Hell yeah.
但是你知道，弟兄姐妹，圣经啊，神的话很有意思。
But very interestingly, in the Bible is very interesting thing.
因为你可我可以说我是一个接纳人的人。
I can say that I am an accepting person.
可是什么叫做接纳人呢、啊、
？But define accepting.
那神就说，你要怎么知道你有没有接纳人？
So God uses something to tell you as a criteria.
他说，如果你是一个接纳人的，那你就不是一个，第一个，你是不是一个轻看别人的人？
So if you are a person that accepting, then you do not despise other people.
当时在这个罗马的教会当中，有些信徒他们说，我不吃肉。
So, you know, back then, some people in Rome, they like to say, like, they're vegetarians.
我只要吃菜。
I only eat vegetables.
在圣经伊甸园里面人只吃菜。
So back in the day, good old days in Eden, they are all vegetarians.
然后并且吃菜最健康。
And it's really healthy eating vegetables.
不会有今天各式各样的疾病都是因为肉吃太多。
Now, a lot of the disease today is because you eat too much meat.
我纯吃菜。
Eat grass.
然后他们说这个是一个属神属灵的一个代表，就是我吃菜而已。
And eating grass is a representative of God.
那他就说，可是就发现这个，有些人就说有，但是有其他人就说，哎呀，你这个你的灵命不够深啊。
But you know, others will say like, hey, you know, you're shadow on your faith, man.
菜可以吃，肉也可以吃。
Yeah, you can eat all meat and vegetables.
甚至你不用去守旧约的律法。
To a certain extent, you can discard Old Testament's laws.
那讲到食物什么可以吃，什么不能吃，什么洁净，什么不能洁净。
That talks about what can eat, what cannot be eaten, what's clean, what's not.
一个成熟的基督徒已经跳出了这个旧约律法的约束，什么都能够吃。
So one may say a true mature Christian is beyond the laws. It's above that realm.
所以呢，这个不信神的人，拜邪神的人，成天吃肉，我们可以跟他们一起吃肉。
So that, you know, those the pagans, the false god worshippers, they eat meat day in, day out. We can eat meat with them.
但是那不影响我。
But it does not affect me.
因为我信心成熟。
Because I'm mature in my faith.
然后我圣经的教义啊，我读得通。
And you know I'm fully versed in the scripture.
可是呢，在教会当中却出现了一种现象。
But then we see a phenomenon inside the church.
吃肉的人轻看那不吃的人。
Those who eats meat despise those that does not.
那不可不吃肉的人就开始论断，就开始批评那些吃的人。
And then so on the contrary, those who are vegetarians start judging and gossiping about those who eats meat.
所以弟兄姐妹
，Hey, so brothers and sisters,
我要问你们一个问题。
So I'm going to ask you guys.
我们每一个人自己在神面前。
How are you in front of our God?
我们 会不会轻看别人？
Do you despise others?
我们会不会看不起？我在讲到教会里面的其他弟兄姐妹。
I'm talking about, you know, do you, the people in the church.
我们会不会有看不起的？
Do you have others that you kind of look down on?
你有没有看不惯的人？
Or do you have something that you may not necessarily agree or like their ways?
你会不会看到一个弟兄或姐妹？
Would you, whatever situation when you see a brother or sister,
然后就想，
and you think to
yourself, 他们的这个穿着，他们的思想，
God, what are they wearing? Or what are they thinking?
太随便了。
It's no good.
太随便了。
It's not proper.
邋遢。
It's messy.
幼稚。
It's childish. Lack of style.
不庄重。
Lack of grace.
那同时呢，你会不会对教会的其他的一些人，你有这种批评论断的心？
Or other times you have this judgmental statements towards others in our church.
对别人评头论足的。
You like to talk about them and give critiques on them.
那当然不是在他的面前如此做啊。
Maybe not in front of them.
是回家的路上，自己在车子里面跟自己家人们讲的。
Gossiping on your way home in the car.
哎，你们看到那个是今天那个什么样子？
Dude, did you see that today? Or stuff like that, you know? I talk about you to my wife all the time about that.
我知道，我因为常讲牧师，我知道。节目是讲太长，讲太短，头发太长，头发太短，指甲太长，指甲太短，裤子太长，裤子太短，我知道。
Yeah, just all sorts of stuff, like, you know, anything about a pastor. They're easy targets.
没关系。Yeah. 然后呢，你品头论足，你也指指点点的。
You're not only talking about it, and you're pointing out what they're lacking here and there. Just all sorts of stuff.
那你也俗气呀。
Dude, see that guy? Like, just looks like a bum.
啊，古板。
Too old-fashioned.
哦，俗气不是俗气 is
怂。But I don't know how to translate that, dude.
Yeah.
Lack of fashion, distasteful.
Yeah. Wannabe, right?
Wannabe. Yeah. Okay. Sure.
然后古板。
Like old-fashioned.
你知道这不是只是讲到别人呐，甚至可以讲到教会聚会的方式。
Not necessarily about people in particular. Sometimes they talk about how old-fashioned the church
太随便
is. Or like lack of seriousness.
啊，太严肃。
Or too serious.
哎呀，这些人老套。
Just, you know, not up to date. Like,
沉闷。
He's boring.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们就在小看人。
We are...Despising people.
我们就在讨厌人。
We are disliking people.
我们就在批评人。
And we're definitely judging people.
那你说，可是同样我接纳他。
But at the same time, I'm accepting person.
你没有在接纳他。
Are you really accepting?
你绝对没有在爱当中接纳他。
You're definitely not accepting and love.
你如果在爱当中接纳他，你不会有这种的感觉，你不会有这种的评语。
If your acceptance is truly through love, then none of the...previous we mentioned exist.
可是为什么我们这么容易的就批评人小看人
but why is it that it's so easy for us to want to judge, to want to despise?
弟兄姐妹你要知道这是我们的性格
Guys, you gotta know this is built in our character.
这是因为我们受到大环境的影响很不自觉的一种的反应
We subconsciously just so...naturally get affected by the environment around us that we become the environment.
做学生的时候就是对教授品头论足。
When you're a student, you will talk about your judge your professors.
就是嫌别人的意见没你的意见好。
You'll always think that your opinion's better than the others.
看你在家里面对长辈的人，那他们的话总是觉得他们的话老套俗，所以我们不需要听。
When you're at home, you're always thinking about, you know, the elders. It's like, spare us of your old thinking.
Yeah. 对不对？你工作的时候，你老板上司事情交代下来的，通常都是觉得不合情不合理。
Many times when your superior at work gives you work, you always think of it unreasonable.
谈政治的时候，谁谈政治以后心里面是高高兴兴的，然后觉得很满足的？
Have you ever? Can you recall a time when after you talk about politics that you end up you're done with a happy mood.
讲总统，讲州长，啊，讲自己故乡的这个领导，只要是政治人物，都是在被我们批评呢。
Presidents, mayors, senators, I mean, nobody's good enough.
都是被我们讨厌的。
We hate them all.
那很可惜，有时候在家庭里面，夫妻之间也是这样的。
And very tragically, within the family, the husband, the wives like this.
我们已经习惯了。
We are so used to this toxicity.
所以神的话就让我们看见弟兄姐妹，我们要去接纳人。
So brothers and sisters, God's words here tell us
对，我们要去接纳彼此。
We are to go and accept one another.
为什么？
Why do we need to accept one another?
你看第四节他怎么说？
Praise the Lord, because look at
第三节最后说，因为神已经接纳他了。
Because the answer is in verse 3, the end of verse 3, for God has welcomed him.
你是谁？你论断别人的仆人，你论断神的仆人啊。
Who are you to judge another servant, especially who are you to judge God's servant as a servant of God?
他站住或他跌倒。
If he stands, he falls.
啊，他头发太长还是太短？
Long hair, short hair.
要去让他站立，或者说他是错误的人是谁？
Who are to make a judgment on whether or not this person is legit?
是他的主。
It's his owner.
有他的主人在啊。
The owner is there.
然后呢，你知道吗？他会站得住的。
And he can stand.
因为主能够使他站住。
Because the Lord is able to make him stand.
每一个人在我们在主的面前，我们生命的这个成熟或者是幼稚。
So every one of us, you know, is different. Our maturity of our spiritual life.Before God is different.
自有神的话语和神的圣灵带领。
But regardless of the state, they all have God's spirit and God's word to leave that state.
你若是顺着神的话语，顺着圣灵的引领，照着主的心意去帮助这位弟兄或姐妹的时候，那他们就得到帮助。
So when you follow the spirit and when you follow God's guidance and you're helping others, another brother and sisters,Know that they will be helped.
你用自己的方式，你去轻看他，你去批评他，对他没有帮助。
If you use your own self way, which is you despise or you judge others, then it does no good at all to this person.
那如果我们自己在神的面前，在主耶稣基督的面前，我们知道他是主，我们是他的仆人。
And if we acknowledge that we are servants of the Lord as well.In front of God, we are servants, so is the other person that we're talking about.
这位弟兄他也是主的仆人。
He's also, this brother standing next to me, he's also a servant of God.
该我来管他吗？
Is it for me to reign him or judge him?
我们家五个孩子里面有一个孩子专门喜欢管人。
So out of the five kids in my house, there's one, what do you call that? The boss kid.
爸爸妈妈骂了别人一顿，他在旁边，对，我告诉你，乖爸爸。
So they, you know, so if one of the kids got disciplined, they will reinforce that. It's like, yeah, like, you know, what mama said.
你工作职场上面有没有碰到过这样的同事啊？
Do you have like coworkers are like this?
老板说了你一顿，那旁边那个人是什么人啊？他也要来跟你讲，那我就说嘛。
So you already been, you know, corrected by your direct superior, and then it's like, who is this person to come and say, yeah, you know, and then also judge you on?
我跟我那个孩子，我常提醒他。
So I frequently remind my boss child.
你的这个兄弟姐妹啊
，Your brother or your sister, they have their parents.
他父母的名字不是你的名字。
You know, the parents' name is James and Cindy, not your name.
他父母在，你父母管他，那是他们的责任。等到你自己有孩子的时候，你再去管他。
Yeah, so your brother or sister, being corrected is you know, his or her parents' job. When you get your own child one day, that will be your job, but not now.
一个好的老板不会喜欢在旁边附和的那个职员。
Likewise, a good, wise boss will not like or tolerate the coworker that's the
我是老板，我讲了算了，你还要在旁边帮腔做什么？不需要你帮腔。
Yeah, as an owner.When I say, and I said it's done, I don't need another person to repeat all my statements.
弟兄姐妹，我们要开始重新的去思想我们怎么样的去在神的家中、神的事工上面参与。
Brothers and sisters, we have to really rethink how do we participate and co-work in God's house.
我们要跟弟兄姐妹们一起的去服侍。
We are to co-work and serve with others.
对，那我们一开始就要学习彼此的接纳。
Then to do so, we have to begin and learn how to accept one another.
我承认这也是对我来讲是一个功课。
Guys, I mean, it's no easy task. I admit it's hard for me too sometimes.
事实上，在教会里面或者是工作上面，任何的工作事情本身不难。
You know, oftentimes, if you really think about it, it is not the task that's difficult.
难的永远是人。
It's always the working with, the mingling with the other people that's the tough part.
那碰到人的问题的时候呢?
And when we get these, you know, people problem,
那很容易再去想的时候呢?要不然就是变成在小看人，要不然就是变成在批评人。
And you know, it's very easy to slip into a state where you're starting to judge the other person, or you're belittling or despising them.
那刘长老对这个方面非常敏感。
Pastor Alex is super sensitive towards that.
前几年我们一起同工的时候，我有时候我们谈到我们事工上面的事情，我就会跟他讲到一些人的层面。
You know, many years ago when we're co-working.Sometimes I will talk to him about this, you know, social realm of problem.
我不是在评论人，但是因为人的因素成为一个问题，所以我们说怎么样去克服它呢？
So I'm not really judging the person or the individual, but what I'm talking about to him was, I noticed that this is of a problem that we need to figure out how to deal with.
而刘长老呢，他因为对这方面敏感，他就开始跟我反映。
But because Pastor Alex is more sensitive towards this, so he gives me feedbacks on.
他说你讲这些事情对你可能没有情绪上的影响，对我来说情绪上的影响很大，我开始讨厌这个人了。
I was like, hey man, you know, like, maybe to you, you could be cool about it, but like, the more you say, the more I'm beginning to dislike this person.
啊，我不喜欢我们在一起谈事情的这个感觉了。
I, you know, I'm starting to not like how you and I are discussing things. I don't like where this is going.
啊，渐渐渐的，神就使用刘长老。
But slowly, slowly, God is using Pastor Alex.
因为我也不喜欢了。
And then so that James is starting to not like it.
我们就说，可是，所以在我们要去服侍弟兄姐妹的时候，我们是要从一个接纳和建立的出发点。
So when we talk about serving one another, we got our starting point is to accept.
当我们发现我们的情绪或我们的言语变成在鄙视人或者是在批评人的时候，弟兄姐妹，我们就想到我在批评主的仆人，我自己要知道我的地方。
At any point when you catch yourself judging, belittling, despising others, you got to tell yourself that.Who am I to judge another servant because I'm a servant?
神已经接纳他了。
For the Lord has already accepted him.
所以神要我接纳他。
God requires you to accept him.
弟兄姐妹，我们没有真正的在接纳人之前，我们不可能建造人。
Guys, dude, like, don't even think about building up the church before we can really accept people.
各位花个半分钟、一分钟，弟兄姐妹，我们自己安静在神的面前。
So why don't we take about like a 30 seconds and just be quiet in front of the Lord?
真的好好的在神面前，我们要承认，我们在教会里面谁我们是轻看的。
Talk to the Lord and be honest and say, in this church, who do I despise?
谁是我不满的？
Who do I, I'm not happy with?
是谁是我常常批评论断的？
Who do I judge all the time?
我们在神面前要认罪啊。
Guys, we need to repent.
我们要求神赐给我们一颗接纳这个我们最讨厌的人，接纳他。
So after the redemption, we need to ask God for us to know how to accept this one person, maybe, or many person, people.
半分钟一分钟的时间
Guys, take like 30 minutes, and, I mean not 30 minutes, 30 seconds, and yeah, I got a long list, I need 30 minutes. take 30 seconds and re-examine yourself, guys.
So
God wants us to build each other up.
第一点是他要我们真正的实际的，我们能够落实彼此的接纳。
First of all, it's to really actually build each other up, accept each other.
那第二方面呢，我们就看见了，神要我们怎么样鼓励彼此。要对神的托付能够忠心。
So secondly, we see that, you know, God wants us to encourage one another to maintain accountability to the Lord.
鼓励彼此要对神的托付忠心。
We ought to encourage each other that we need to be faithful to the Lord's command.
我们要对主尽责。
We have to be responsible to God.
然后我们要对神有交代。
And we ought to be accountable to the man above.
弟兄姐妹我们甚至不是讲对自己负责啊
not just accountability to yourself
我们更不是讲我们要对人有交代
or to be accountable for other people no
自己负责对人有交代是重要
you know being accountable for yourself and to others yeah that's important
但是对主耶稣基督托付的负责和对神在神的面前有交代是不是更重要呢
but guys compared to the accountability that you need to have for Jesus our LordThat's a hundredfold more important.
你看第十二节讲得很清楚，我们个人必要将自己的事在神的面前有交代。
So in verse 12, God, so then each of us will give an account of himself to God.
我来读这段经文怎么说啊
？So what is it? What is saying in here?
我们从啊第五节开始读。
All right, let's start with verse 5.
有人呐、啊，看这日比那日强；有人看那，看日日都是一样的。但是个人的心里要意见坚定。你如果守某一个节日，那这个人守是为了主而守的。那吃或不吃的人，也是为主吃的，因为他感谢神。那他若不吃的人呢，他也是为主不吃的，他也感谢神。因为我们没有一个人是为自己活，也没有一个人是为自己死。我们若是活着是为主而活，若是死了是为主而死，所以我们或活或死，总是主的人。因此基督死了又活了，我要做死人并活人的主。
One person esteems one day as better than another, while another esteems all days alike. Each one should be fully convinced in his own mind.The one who observes the day observes it in honor of the Lord. The one who eats, eats in honor of the Lord, since he gives thanks to God. While the one who abstains, abstains in honor of the Lord and gives thanks to God. For none of us lives to himself, and none of us dies to himself. For if we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die,We are the Lord's. For to this end Jesus Christ died and lived again, that he might be Lord both of the dead and of the living.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
弟兄姐妹，在当时的罗马教会里面，不但在吃蔬菜或是吃肉这上面，使得教会里面的弟兄姐妹们有纷争。
Brothers and sisters, back in the day in the Romans church, like vegetarians or not, caused a lot of these, you know, judgment and grouping and separation problems in the church.
有些人在守什么样的节日，宗教上面的节日来讲，他们也起了纷争。
There are other disputes that regards to what kind of holiday they observe.
有人说，哇，这个复活节啊，圣诞节啊，是这个一年的大节日，是一个神很看重的节日。
You know, like Easter or Christmas, like those are the biggest day. Some will say those are the biggest day of the year.
这些是圣日。
Those are the holy days, man.
我们一定要特别的小心翼翼的，特别的怎么样的去守它。
We gotta especially observe those days in a very special manner.
主日的时候，因为它是主复活的那一天，所以我们在思想行为上面，我们要小心翼翼的很多规矩啊，为了就是要对主表现一种敬虔的态度。
So like you know, you could see there's a lot of these like developments of special rituals and activities, rules of Easter because that's the day he resurrected.
可是有人呢、啊、就说，这每一天都一样。
But some people.Don't agree with that.
To say
one day and another day is the same. You know, every day should be equally spiritual.
只要是我们有一天有一日的气息在那一天就要为主而活，那一日就是圣日。
One might think, you know, as long as I'm living, I'm taking a breath, that day is the day for the Lord.
你只有一周的主日，你是过一个圣洁生活吗？
Are you only to be holy for one?Day on the Lord's Day?
你一年里面只有在复活节的那一天，还有圣诞节的那一天，你过圣洁的生活。
No, are you going to be a Christian just only on Easter or on Christmas?
日日都要过圣洁的生活。
You know, so the other side will think every day should be a holy day for the Lord.
所以你们这些看主日、看圣诞节、看复活节更重的人，你们的灵命太浅了。
So these type of everyday type of people starting to judge those that regards highly on particular days as lacking in spirit.
你们喜欢布置主日、布置圣诞、布置复活节，我不参与，我不需要，因为日日都一样。
Like you guys like to decorate all this, like I'm not going to be part of that because every day is the same for me.
所以圣经在这里就告诉我们弟兄姐妹，我们如果要彼此建立的话，我们要鼓励彼此。事实上，我们不是对人负责，我们是要对主负责，然后并且要对主有交代。
So guys, like for us here, we want to build each other up. We clearly see that it's not the accountability for men on each other that's among us. It's actually all of us accountability to our God.Lord Jesus.
第五节告诉我们很清楚，他说什么？个人的心里要能够意见坚定。
In verse 5, it says very clearly that each one should be fully convinced in his own mind, his or her own mind.
但是什么叫做个人心里意见坚定就好了呢？
But what it is that you're convinced, like in your own mind.
所以你认为日日都一样，你只要坚定的相信这一点，或者是你认为复活圣诞主日有特别的含义，你就自己就意见坚定就好了吗？
Does this mean like everybody being narcissistic and just think, oh, I believe this way, so this is right, and he or she believes that way, and that is right, and have none to do with each other?
不是的。
No, it's not like that at all.
他这里讲的是个人，你的心里面要在主的面前能够有一个坚定的意念。
It is right here is saying that it's you in front of God, your resolve in front of God is it's solid, it's true.
我坚定的意念不是因为我的意见，我坚定的意念之所以能够坚定，是因为我知道它是主的意念。
I'm firm, I'm convinced, it's not because I am convinced of my own opinion. I'm convinced.And it's firm is because I know this is what God wants. This is God's heart.
你看第十四节，保罗就讲得很清楚了。
In 14, Paul makes it very clear here.
他说，我凭着主耶稣基督确信，或者说我在主的带领之下，我确信，我深信，凡物本来没有不洁净的。
He says right here, I know and I am persuaded in the Lord Jesus that nothing is unclean in itself.
菜或肉。
Vegetable or meat.
或旧约里面许许多多不可以在旧约律法的犹太人所守的这种饮食上面的律法上面，他说我知道没有不洁净的，我都可以吃。
You know, in the Old Testament, those are regulating the considered as clean and unclean food.
他说我之所以知道，是因为我知道这是主的心意，我可以定义的知道这是合神心意的。
And he's saying here that there's nothing unclean in itself, and he knows because he knows in Lord Jesus.
所以神要我们在我们的心意里面，我们能够坚定，弟兄姐妹。
Lord, the Lord wants us to be sure in our heart.
我们在任何的事情上面，我们要追求的是能够去认识、明白、了解。神的心意是什么？
In everything we do, we ought to fully pursue the understanding of what God's own heart, what God wants.
你可以做什么？不可以做什么？
What is allowed? What is not allowed?
我们服事该用什么样的方面去做？用什么样的方法去做？
What kind of approach do we use to when we serve the Lord?
神的心意是什么？
What is God's will?
我在我的生活信心的呈现上面，我应该有什么样的表现？弟兄姐妹，神的心意是什么？
In my daily life, how do I exemplify my faith?
那保罗他怎么知道在主耶稣基督里面他可以立定他的心意呢？
So like, how does Paul know that he knows that he is 100% right with God.
你看加拉太书第三章。
We will go to.
对不起，哥罗西书第三章。
We will go to Colossians chapter 3.
第十六、十七节就他就告诉我们。
In verse 16 and 17, the answer is right there.
对，保罗说啊，当用各样的智慧，把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里，然后能够用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导、互相劝诫。然后十七节就说，无论做什么或说话或行事，都要能够奉主耶稣基督的名，借着他感谢父神。
Amen. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. 17. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to the God the Father through him.
弟兄姐妹，保罗当他对一件事情有看法的时候，
So brother and sister, when Paul has an opinion on a subject or a matter,
他有神话语的基础，
He has the foundation of the God's words.
然后他在祷告当中寻求圣灵的引领，
And through prayer, Paul seeks guidance by the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姐妹，上周 Peter 弟兄他在我们当中分享，他说他从神里面得来的一个信息。
So last week, Brother Peter had shared with us that he had received a message from God.
他说他有很深的感动，神对他说，属我的人在哪里？
He was deeply convicted, and God asked him, "Where are those who belong to me?"
刻意的说，属我的男人在哪里？
And more specifically, the man who belongs to me, where are they?
然后他说，你要醒过来。
And then God said to him that you need to
arise, awake.
You need to wake up.
然后他说你要站出来。
And you need to come out.
Yeah, awake and arise.
You need to awake and arise.
你要醒过来，你要站出来。
All right.
那他说这个是神给我很深的感动。
You need to awake and arise. And he and Peter is deeply touched.
然后他就说，我要更深刻的了解神的心意，我回到他的话语里面，我去看神在他话语对醒过来和站出来的启示是什么。
So Peter, deeply touched, went to the word, and he wants to find out what is God's God's dealing with awaken and standing up, rising up.
然后之后，他可以很坚定的把神给他的启示应用在他的生活当中。他敢在弟兄姐妹们的面前站出来说：“这是神给我的领受。”
And after going to God's word on arising and awakening and rising, then he's full of confidence. Therefore, he could share in front of brothers and sisters what is it to him to be called rise up and to be awakened.
但弟兄姐妹，当我们明白了解神的心意之后，重点是我们怎么样对他有回应。我们怎么样尽责？我们怎么样对神有交代
？But you know, knowing the definition of what God's calling on you is only half the work. But the other half is what do you do in response? What comes after acknowledging?
是不是父母对孩子讲话
？Parents talking wisdom to children.
老板跟职员讲话。
The owners teaching the employee.
交代一件事情下来了
You know, you're given one task.
你可以说好
And then the receiver, us, could say, yeah, okay.
然后马上去做
Yeah, I'll get on it right away.
可是多半我们可能说好
But more than likely, most of the time when we say okay,
拖拖拉拉
we will drag.
心不甘情不愿
Unwillingly.
然后勉强的去做
And then we'll do it.Mediocre,
yeah, like with begrudgingly, right?
Grudging it, right?
那有时候我们就很直接的说 ，No, 我不要。
Or some guys with guts say no.
那事实上最讨厌的是，他会说为什么
？Or some will say why? Why do we got to do it?
我一定要做吗
coming from kids especially.
我一定要做吗
？Yeah, like why do I have to do this?
所以现在你
no, it's more like why?
Yeah.对，所以现在我要花15分钟跟你解释，你才做，是不是
？So I gotta like explain 15 minutes so that you'll do it.
弟兄姐妹，我们对神的回应也是这样子。
Hey guys, we are just like that kid when we respond to our God.
说了好不一定是去做。
We say yes, but we don't really do.
拖拖拉拉，勉勉强强。
Or we drag and then give a mediocre result.
很多时候我们就说神啊，我听见你了，可是我不要。
Or, you know, even sometimes flat out rejecting, like, God, I hear you, but I don't want to.
然后的确我们的确常常也会说为什么呢
And many times you ask God, why?
一定非要不可吗
Like, do I, must I do it? Do I have to?
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要彼此建造，我们不但是用言语鼓励彼此去，神对你的托付是什么？我们要彼此鼓励他们去对神负责，然后对神有交代。
That's where the building of each other comes in, brothers and sisters, is that we commit to one another, we ask them, and we encourage them and to have this accountability to what God has commanded you to do.
不但在言语上面支持鼓励。
Not only we encourage them verbally,
弟兄姐妹，我们用我们自己的生活行为我们去鼓励。
And we'll live out that encouragement as well with our lives, man.
我是不是在神的面前敬忠？
Am I myself accountable in front of God?
我是不是首先对神有交代
？Do I respond to the Lord first?
如果你是如此，我是如此，我们就在鼓励彼此，我们就在建造彼此。
And if you're doing that, and I'm just doing that, then we are literally just encouraging one another, building it up.
我还有最后一点，但是已经时间已经到了。
Yeah, he has one more point, but he always runs out of time.
所以我就把这一点交代给各位，你们自己去领受吧。
Yeah, but you know it's very important. So let's talk about it and go as far as we can with it.
我们要彼此建立弟兄姐妹，在这经文里面第三节，神要让我们看见，就是我们不可以，我们要定义不去使弟兄姐妹们跌倒。
The third point of building each other up is we want to avoid putting stumbling blocks before others or even become a stumbling block.
我们不要去绊倒别人，我们更不要自己成为别人的绊脚石。
Yeah, so don't make others people trip and don't become the object that trips other people.
这是14章13节里面所讲的。
And this is in Romans chapter 14,
chapter 14, verse 13.
Verse 13, thank you.
不要去绊倒人，也不要成为别人的绊脚石。
Yeah, do not stumble others and do not be a stumbling block.
这就是说在我们弟兄姐妹，在我们的言行、言语、行为上面，我们不要造成别人信心上面的一个绊脚石。
And in plain words is that through your, how you act, how you behave, who you are should not be a stumbling of others.
甚至使他们因为没有在信心上面得建立，而他们自己在生活当中因为你的关系，他陷入了最终。
Not because he's not progressing forward, because of what you say and done, but it's moreover, it's about the receiver because of what you did or something you say have fallen
into
sin,
yeah.
Right?
那在当时的教会里面，因为这个异教的这个风俗很甚。
You know, during the time when this book is written, there's a lot of, you know.Pagan practice of multi-religions and all that.
所以对许多新的信徒来说，吃肉跟他们当时在拜邪神的那些所有的仪式里面是连在一起的。
So, you know, to a lot of the new believers, eating meat is directly associated with worshiping false gods.
他们在拜邪神的时候才吃肉。
It's only because when they're worshiping the false gods during the ceremony, that's when they eat meat.
所以今天他们成为了基督徒。
So today, when they become Christians,
他们看见肉的时候，看见人吃肉的时候，他们的脑海里面，他们的整个心灵里面的一个经历就是，哎呀，这是拜邪神的样子。
Yeah, so it's so deeply embedded in their head is they can't help but to chain eating meat directly with worshiping false gods.
所以当一个比较成熟的信徒在吃肉，他说吃肉无所谓，跟偶像没关系的时候。
See, this is where you see. So a mature believer, when he's eating meat, this mature believer does not think about eating meat and worshiping false god has anything to do with each other.
可是你这位弟兄或姐妹看到你吃肉，他胆胆战战的也跟着你一起吃，可是他一面吃一面就想到拜邪神的样子。
But you know this other believer that can't help to associate the two, and when he or she's eating me with you, and they can't help, and they're trembling and thinking about, I am literally sinning because eating me is worshiping false god.
这不但对他的信心有打击。
This is not only shocking to his or her faith.
你造成他犯罪。
You actually causing them to think they're sinning.
因为他一面吃肉一面觉得我是不是在拜邪神。
Because that person is.Thinking to themselves, am I worshiping false God? I'm eating meat with you.
弟兄姐妹，今天在教会当中，在我们的生活当中，什么东西是绊脚石？
Guys, so today, in this day and time, what is a stumbling block, considered stumbling block to the church?
我们个人在甚至属灵的自由里面，我们在人的面前刻意的去表现这个。
So first is personal, spiritually, liberally, flaunted before others.Flaunted.
酒本身没错。
For example, drinking. It's not a, alcohol is not a problem.
事实上喝酒本身也没问题。
Consuming spirits is not a problem.
但是对一个有酗酒问题的人来说。
But to those that's an alcoholic.
或者他成长的家庭环境当中因为酗酒有家暴事情的人来说。
Or to one that has bad experience such as,You know, domestic violence due to alcoholism.
碰酒对他来讲就是错的。
To see or touch or have consumed any alcohol to them is a big deal.
那今天我在对这个从一个家暴，因为酗酒家暴环境当中出来的一个弟兄姐妹，我说酒没问题啊，我喝嘛，你看我在喝。他一看到我，他就想到他当初家里面的那种环境。
So for example, then let's say if I am speaking or interacting with one that came from domestic violence due to alcohol type of stuff.
那我的喝酒虽然本身没错，就成为弟兄这位弟兄姐妹的
绊脚石。And I'm drinking in front of this individual, I'm causing them to stress and thinking about that bad experience.
刻意要在人的面前凸显我们个人属灵的自由是一种绊脚石。
So like overly trying to force our belief in liberty in front of others is causing other, will cause others to stumble.
其他的绊脚石如同强迫别人要遵行我们个人在神面前的一种敬虔表现的这个认定。
Or like forcing others to accept a certain way of showing that you are a good Christian or you're committed to others and forcing others.
是你个人在神面前，你自己个人在神面前的一种意愿。
Just because you're willing to do certain things to God on your own,
你不能把它强迫在别人的身
上。It doesn't mean that you can force it on other people to be like you and do that as well.
你说主日是特别圣洁的日。
So one says that God's day is especially holy.
所以对你来说，你主日有些事情你不做。
So on the Lord's day, you certain things you don't do. You want to.
你不上馆子，你不看电影。
You don't watch. Let's say you don't watch movies, or you don't go out to eat at restaurants.
感谢主，这是你在神面前的敬虔。
And praise the Lord, you know, like by all means, that's you.
可是当你去跟旁边的弟兄姐妹说，你不能上馆子，不能去看电影。
But when you're actually forcing your own belief on others and telling others like, oh, you can't do a certain thing because
他们在做的时候，心里面的这个良心上面受苛责，你就造成，你就成为他的绊脚石。
And when they're actually So when they're doing something because of you and they're stressing out, that's your fault.
同样，你强迫别人接受你的意见，强迫别人接受遵行，你的偏好，这一切都是对别信徒信心上面成为绊脚石。
Similarly, as you see, forcing personal opinions on others, or you know, forcing your personal preference on others, all of those are stumbling blocks on others.
个人对神敬虔的表现、意见、偏好。本身没有问题。
So there is no fault in having your own personal preference on how to worship God or certain things.
甚至我们在同工的时候，我个人我都会常常去要求去这个邀请弟兄姐妹分享他们的看见、他们的意见、他们的感受。
And furthermore, like me as a personally, I like to go and ask people to share with me of some of their personal preference on particularly worshiping God and the such.
但是我们不是要彼此的去强迫别人要跟随我们的。
But by no means am I asking to force their or my personal preference on others. No.
那当然，这不是讲到有些事情不是绊脚石的。
Can you say that again?
对，但是这并不表示我们就没有标准。
But then this doesn't mean that, oh, we don't have a principle or a standard what's stumbling and what not stumbling. Yeah, so not all are stumbling blocks, but then there are some that are.
圣经的真理不是绊脚石。
So the truth in the Bible, definitely not a stumbling block.
关于教会的见证和教会圣洁的事情这是我们的标准，这是我们不可以妥协的。这个不是绊脚石。
So regarding the what a church should be, how a church become holy to the role of sanctification, there's no settling for that. That's holy, that's truth. There's no settling for that.
在我们的生活、生命当中，关于罪、关于公义的事情，弟兄姐妹，这个标准我们是不可以妥协的。这也不是绊脚石。
Or what we What's evil? What is righteous in our lives? Those are definite, the black and white. That is not considered as a stumbling block.
弟兄姐妹，我们教会的事工要启动。
Guys, so our ministry needs to activate.
因为神引领我们要在教会今天在这个世上要有它的果效。
Because we are here with a purpose, guys.
因为你跟我都有主耶稣基督给的托付。
You and I, we are all given a responsibility, a command by our Lord.
我们都醒来了，我们要站出来。
We are all awakened. We need to all rise up.
我们会需要跟弟兄姐妹们彼此学习同工，彼此交接，彼此接纳，彼此建立。
We need to start rise up, accept one another, learn from each other, work with each other.
我们要学习彼此接纳。
And we need to accept one another.
我们要彼此鼓励，一起的在神面前对他有交代。
Through that acceptance, let's encourage each other so we could be all accountable in front of God.
然后我要小心，我不要成为我弟兄姐妹信心上面的一个绊脚石。
All the while, be cautious of not becoming a stumbling block to others.
弟兄姐妹，我们注意这一切的时候，
Brothers and sisters, when we pay attention to all of the above,
主的教会就得建立。
That is when God's church gets built.
你我就得建立。
And you and I will be built during the process.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
父神，我们感谢你。
Dear Father God, we thank you.
主，今天早晨你将你的心意向我们显明。
Today, this morning, you have revealed your heart to us.
主，你不但在知识上面让我们更认识怎么样的能够彼此建立。
Not only through knowledge, you show us how to build each other.
主，我相信你的圣灵对我们每个人说话，我们都有需要成长的地方。
But I truly believe the Holy Spirit has spoken to all of us that we have places to fix and grow.
我们都有我们不足的地方。
We have our lackings.
主，我们的理想，我们的憧憬，让它成为教会生活的实际。
Lord, may you let us the idealism of church, may you make that real.
让你的话语成为我们的灯台。
Your light, may it become our light.
求主你的圣灵给我们恩典能力。
And through your Holy Spirit, you give us power and ability.
因为我们爱你。
Because we love you.
我们愿意为你而活。
And we are all willing to live for you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in your holy name.
Amen.
Amen.